Hello, good day. Am I speaking with Macy Harvey?
Yes, sir.
Hello, good day. This is Santiago with the NEC intake line on our recorded line. We're experiencing a heavy call volume right now, and I didn't want to make you wait. If my information here is correct, you, a friend, or a family member are interested in filing a claim for the NEC tort?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And to confirm, I can speak to you now and contact you at this number. In accordance with our privacy policy, please state your full name and then say yes.
Macy Harvey, yes.
Thank you very much, Ms. Harvey. And are you currently being represented by an attorney?
No, sir.
Thank you. Okay, so let me double check your record here real quick. Okay, so let me double check the information that we already have on file with you. The spelling of your first and last name, I have N-E-I-C-Y, last name H-A-R-V-E-Y. For
yes.
Your contact, thank you. For your contact number, I have 859-550-1597. And what will be your email address?
It's LEONJAS96@gmail.com.
Sorry, could you repeat that once again?
LEONJAS96@gmail.com.
So just to confirm with you, it will be A as in Alpha, O as in Oscar, E as in Echo, O as in Oscar, N as in November, J as in Jack, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam, number 96@gmail.com?
No. First letter is L, as in Leon, L, E, O, N.
Okay, LeonJAS96@gmail.com, right?
Yes, LeonJAS, LEONJAS96@gmail.com, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you're willing to file the claim on behalf of?
Excuse me, sir.
You're willing to file the claim on behalf of your son?
Yes, sir.
What will be his name?
Leon. Leon K. L-E-O-N-T-E. Middle name is Wydale, W-Y-D-A-L-E. Last name is Mundy, M-U-N-D-Y.
Thank you very much. And what will be his date of birth?
April 15th, 2012.
Thank you. Do you know the last four digits of his social by any chance?
Hold on, I can pull it up. Well, the whole social or just the last four?
Just the last four. Thank you.
5465.
5465. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
And the baby was diagnosed with NEC, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the date when he was diagnosed?
It was April the 29th, 2012.
April 29th, 2012. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
And was he formally diagnosed at the hospital? Were you still at the hospital since he was born, or did he
leave the hospital? No, I was still at the hospital when he was diagnosed.
So he was born and he never left the hospital until he was diagnosed, correct?
Yes, because I was there for about two weeks. And he was diagnosed while we were still there.
Okay, thank you very much. And one more time to confirm with you, you have not retained an attorney for this case, correct?
No, sir.
Thank you. And did the baby have any additional condition besides NEC, for example, death, developmental delays, growth failure, intestinal stricture, narrowing of the intestines, meningitis, peritonitis, abdominal infection, poor neurodevelopment, sepsis, short bowel, gut syndrome?
Well, he was diagnosed with laparotomy, so he had to have a stomach surgery.
So he had laparotomy surgery?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And let me just a second here. Okay. How long after birth did your baby start experiencing symptoms of NEC?
I would say within like 7 to 10 days after, because he was like, he had a fever. And so they started testing it, plus his stool, he was bleeding. His stool was like bloody. So about, mm-hmm. about a week.
So like 10 days since he was born?
Yeah, like within around, yeah, about, it was some days into it. And then we started to notice like the fever and kind of gassy, like his stomach was like hard and tight. Within days of after he was born. Like maybe about 7 days, maybe. That was about 7 to 10 days after.
Thank you. And what treatments or surgeries were required for the NEC treatment besides the laparotomy surgery? Any other treatment, medication, or surgery that he had?
Well, they had to give him antibiotics. And then, antibiotics. They had to help with oxygen.
Okay. Thank you. And can you please describe the specific instructions or care plan you received when your baby was discharged from the hospital?
As far as, you talk about the care plan after we left the hospital?
Yeah, like any care plan they told you when you left the hospital with the baby, like to take care of him, feeding-wise, taking care of him.
Well, after we got home, because, he had, of course, had a small incision in his stomach. So, of course, we had to be super, careful after the procedure, after we went home. And, of course, we stopped taking the milk. And let me see if I can. Yeah. Being careful with that.
Thank you. So stop the formula, being careful with the surgery wound, anything else? Any special feeding instructions that you received?
I jumped with the womb and I had to feed in. What was his feeding schedule at the end? Yeah, because he was eating every 2 hours. Yeah, we picked up with the bowl and his milk intake. We had to, I think it was 2 ounces. But it was no special, plan after, no?
Okay. Thank you very much for that information. And what will be the doctor's name, the doctor that treated Leonte for the NEC condition?
Come on, his pediatrician, the pediatrician or
someone
who did the actual procedure?
Usually the pediatrician should work.
Dr. William Robertson. He did the procedure.
Do you have his phone number?
Because he has different doctors. Hold on, let me find that.
Thank you very much. And in which hospital did he treat him?
University of Kentucky.
Sorry?
University of Kentucky.
Thank you. Do you know the address?
Yes, the address is, let's see, 1000 South Limestone, Lexington, Kentucky, and the zip is 40536.
Thank you very much. Okay, so please bear with me a couple of minutes. Let me go ahead and double check the medical and the doctor information here real quick, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Ms. Harvey, thank you. Thank you very much for your patience. Sorry for the delay, Ms. Harvey.
You can, sir.
Ms. Harvey, what was the baby's weight at the time of birth?
Okay, it was 4 pounds.
Thank you. And with how many weeks was he born?
34 weeks. I was born at 34 weeks.
Thank you very much. And do you have online access to the baby's medical records and feeding schedule?
I can give you guys access to get all that if you guys need that. Yes, you can have access to that.
Well, in that case, would it be okay with you if one of our team members gets in touch with you to help you with the process to request the medical records? Because since that is personal information, it needs to be requested by you or the baby's father. We can help you with the process, for example, doing a 3-way call. Okay, thank you. And do you remember which type of formula? Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. And do you remember which type of formula he was prescribed?
The formula he was taking was a Similac Pro Advance.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And what will be the baby's address or the address that you would like to register for this claim?
2681 Coronado, Coronado, Ridge, Lexington, Kentucky, 40511.
Thank you very much. And what will be your date of birth?
3/23/82.
3/23/1982?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And the last four digits of your social security number?
8931.
Thank you very much. Okay. Give me just 1 minute, Ms. Harvey, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. So now, Ms. Harvey, we will go through our verification process to confirm your identity for the claim. This system is called the Enhanced Identification System. It will be 5 questions about yourself, multiple choice answers. I'll read you the questions and the possible answers, and you let me know the best option to choose for each one of the questions. It is very important that we have in mind that the system will give us 2 minutes to go through the 5 questions. If we run out of time, the system will fail the authentication, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. So if it is okay with you, I'm about to start with the 5 questions, multiple choice answers, and the 2-minute timer.
Okay.
Thank you. So which of the following people do you know? Jasmine Dora, Kim Holmes, Harvey Mobley, or none of the above?
Jasmine Dora.
Thank you. In which city is Oglesby Avenue? Calumet City, San Simon, Cambria, or none of the above?
Calumet City.
Thank you. And which street have you lived on? Afton Way, Ballard Circle, Division Way, or none of the above?
Repeat them again.
Afton Way, Ballard Circle, Division Way, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. And what color is your Chevrolet Monte Carlo? Blue, beige, silver, or none of the above?
It was navy blue.
Thank you. And between 1982 and 1984, in which state did you live? Washington, Illinois, Rhode Island, or none of the above?
Illinois.
Thank you. Okay, great. So we just passed the authentication process, Ms. Harvey. Now, is it possible for you to send us a picture of the front of your state ID or the front of your driver's license so we can add it to your record? If you want, I can provide you with our phone number so you can text it to our number.
Okay.
Okay, great. Let me know when you're ready to take down the number and I'll spell it out for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that your baby in the background? How old is he?
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Look, I love to hear babies in the background because he sounds so small. He's just a talking.
He's just talking.
He sounds so sweet.
He's just watching TV here, working with me.
I was about to say, because he sounds so happy. You hear me? He sounds so happy.
Thank you.
And
yeah, he's just playing well, and watching TV.
What's the number? How old is he?
He's 2.5.
Oh, he's 2.5. He sounds so happy. And what's the text message number?
The text message number would be 844-971-0773. Let me read it back once again. 844-971-0773. Also, if it is possible for you to send us the birth certificate for Leonte so we can have them on record.
Okay.
Thank you. And for your ID, we just need the front. No need of the back of the card. The front of your driver's license or your state ID would be valid.
Okay. Front. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Harvey.
Yes. Okay. First certificate of ID. Okay.
Please let me know once you send it so I can double check with the ID team to make sure that we received it.
Okay. Grab it. And you said a copy of the birth certificate, correct?
Yes, ma'am. A picture or a copy, if you wish. Yes, ma'am.
I just sent it.
Thank you very much. Let me go ahead and double check with the ID team here real quick. So also in a few seconds, Ms. Harvey, you should be receiving an email, or it could also show up as a text message with a form for you to fill out with some additional information. Once you receive it, it should be listed as Zoho sign, C as in Zulu, O-H-O sign, or it could also show up as authentic low. Once you see the first page of the form where it says fraud disclosure and consent, please let me know and I'll guide you through on how we need to fill it out.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, then open the email. Let me go through the text one and see. Okay. Proceed to document. Okay. Do I put my full name on all X's?
Yeah. Well, on the first page where it says I and then your name, we're going to do some changes. So we're going right after your name, we're going to add a space and then the letters O-B-O, like O as in octopus, B as in boy, O as in octopus again.
So put my full name and then put a comma?
No, without a comma, just a space and then the letters O-B-O, that's space O-B-O, that stands for
O-B-O.
On behalf of.
Okay.
And then your then your son's name, so Leonte Mundi. So it will be, altogether, it will show us Macy Harvey OBO Leonte Mundi. As all through the whole document, your name will show that way.
Okay. Okay. And then hit click here to start signing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. To do the changes, you need to click on agree and continue first. Yes, yeah, sorry, my bad.
Okay. And the last four of my social, correct?
But also on at the bottom of the first page where you have the signature, we're going to do the same process. Like where you see your signature, you're going to add OBO after your name and then your son's name. So the signature would show the same way as the name.
Okay, let me go back. Okay, hold on.
If you already selected a signature, you can click on top of it and then click on edit, and it will allow you to change it.
So, hold on. That's what I'm doing now. So, O-B-O. And then. Okay.
Okay, so on the next page where you have HIPAA and Notice of Privacy Practices, that will be, besides the full name, that it's always going to be your name, OBO, your son. The rest of the information will be regarding your son. So it will be his date of birth, his gender, and his marital status.
Okay, so it'll be his date of birth. My name don't go right there, correct? Just his name?
Both. For the private, your name and both. His name.
But his birthday, correct?
Oh, yeah. It will be his birthday, his gender, and his marital status. In this case, okay. Unmarried will be the last option.
Okay.
So on the next page where it says acknowledgement, that page will be regarding your information. So, well, your name will be over his name, but the last four digits of your social, your date of birth.
Okay.
And where it says medical diagnosis, it will be NEC, N as in November, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And on the last page, you just need to select on the right-hand side where it says tort type from the drop-down mm-hmm. list, you select NEC. And at the bottom, okay. You just need to type in your phone number. Everything else should auto-populate as soon as you click on top of it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so once you're done, you should see a green finish button or a done button at the top right-hand side or bottom right-hand side of your screen.
Okay.
So, Ms. Harvey, I was just double checking with the ID team, and they told me that we received the birth certificate, but that we're still missing your ID. Is it possible for you to resend it?
I can.
Thank you, ma'am.
I received it.
Thank you very much. Okay. So while I get the confirmation from the ID team, Ms. Harvey, let me read you the last disclaimer. So please understand, Ms. Harvey, that you will need to provide proof of the diagnosis and feeding schedule from the hospital to the attorney. If you don't have this proof already, you will need to get it as soon as possible for your claim to proceed. You will have someone from our team following up with you within the next couple of days to help you with the process to collect this information. When you obtain this proof, please take a picture and you can text it to the same number where you sent us your documents, 844-971-0773, or you can also send it to our email address, legalclaimsid@gmail.com. So we also got your document. Thank you very much for that. So now, I am going to connect you with the paralegal team, Ms. Harvey. This team is going to help us to start looking for the attorney or the law firm to work on your NEC claim, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much for your help with today's information. Please bear with me on the line while I transfer you with the claim specialist team, and have a great weekend, ma'am.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling into the, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hello, Hannah. Good day. We have Nisi Harvey on the line. She's willing to file a claim for NEC on behalf of her son.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Hello, is this Nisi?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. Again, my name is Hannah, and we are speaking on a recorded line here. Okay.